Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Atletico Mints. I hope you are in good spirits and that your grievances are being addressed by those with the authority to do so. Imagine, if you will, that you are in the queue at the post office. The conversation is sparkling and the queue is moving forward at good speed. Finally, you are at the next in line and you stride forward to the counter. And then there is a commotion in the queue and a fat, avocado-shaped northerner clearly suffering from early-onset Gibson's disease pushes past you and places a carrier bag of loose change on the counter.
Can you count that for me, please, Lake? I can't get a grip on it because me hands is covered in bacon fat.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson. Oh, yeah. Hey, see you.
Yeah, you've gone short there, haven't you? Now!
Oh, Mr. Macken,
Mr. Macken,
hewn out of gammon,
a gammon.
Oh, Mr. Sunland,
Mr. Sunland,
he's a walking slept sweatland.
Oh,
oh, Mr. Potato,
Mr. Potato,
face made of bread dough,
bread dough,
drinking his blue alcohol. Birds think he's a fat ball.
All right, Andrew.
Hello, Robert. Oh, I just fade that music down there. That was nice.
I wish you could fade life away sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
Just for a little while.
Just for a little
press
while.
Press pause.
Press. Just fade it down so you're just in darkness.
That's what the lad said in that documentary about Durham Prison when he was on The Spice.
He said that.
He said it's just a bit of time out of your sentence.
Have you ever been on The Spice?
Ever been on The Spice?
Yeah, I bet you have.
Paprika. On my dry roasted nuts, but that's all.
I think paprika is a much underused spice. What
do you
think?
No, I think it's coming back into vogue. I've seen quite a bit of it. Some bars now, they have just a bowl of it.
And you know, turmeric's great for information.
Well, for information.
If you need information.
Stimulating the information glands. I was in a pub last night that had a shuffleboard tournament starting at 7 p.m.
Right, what?
So
I don't know what the shuffleboard is.
Out of there pretty sharpish.
What shuffleboard?
I don't know. They had the board set up. It looked like a long board.
So I that's think, what you do in London. You come down, you go to the nearest pub and just sit there all
I did.
Night.
I went to the nearest pub next to the Travelodge that I was in. Because it did food. I had a cheeseburger.
Oh, you had a cheeseburger. Yeah. Classy, putting a bit of cheese on your beef, innit?
Yeah, I surgically removed the gherkin, because who needs that?
Who needs
vegetables?
Listen up, though. Got to take you up on this. When you walked in today, I had a Jaffa cake on the table.
Yeah.
And what did you ask me if it was? A macaroon.
A macaron.
A macaron?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a macaron.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not called macaron. It's macaroon.
No, they call them macarons, don't they? on the Bake Off and that.
Macaron.
I've heard you've been lined up to replace Toxvig on the Bake Off. Is that true?
I'd like to do the Bake Off.
Would you?
Yeah.
What, as a boss or a contestant?
I just think you don't have to do much, you know.
Just wander around and Hello, just make small
on?
Talk.
How are you getting on? Oh, don't panic. Come on, it'll be all right.
You wash your hands. Yeah. That sort of thing.
So that's interesting, isn't it? Now, listen
Good
up.
Start.
I'm going to ask you if you'd like a name.
Right.
And I've tried to make them a bit football-y to see if that impresses you, yeah?
Right.
Lionel Pressy, right, plays a bit like Messi, but closes down defenders quicker.
Mm-hmm.
See, Pressy, you see.
Wow, that's really good.
He has
good.
A crab's claw.
That's better.
Mr. Clip...
Is that it?
Yeah, Mr. Clip-Clop. Oh, he God. Manages a bit like Jurgen Klopp,
yeah.
But does it in a horse costume.
Right. Does he have a claw as well?
No, he doesn't have. He's got human hands. He should have hooves, shouldn't he?
I think so.
What do you reckon? Oh, you can be Ronnie Hot Dogs.
I'll just be Ronnie Hot Dogs. I've got two for you.
Go on then.
Randy Tough Enough.
Yeah.
Equal parts strong and aroused at the same time. He knows that if he lets one of them outweigh the other, he'll self-combust.
Equilibrium
so
guy.
Yeah, there's a bit of jeopardy there. It's a bit like the film Speed, almost. So yeah. That's Randy Tough Enough. Or the Masked Form Filler.
Go on then.
If you've got any forms you need filling in, but you can't be arsed, he'll come round, he'll do it for you. He's heavily disguised.
Yeah.
Like on The Masked Singer on ITV.
I understand.
Different animal each time, but he carries a penknife with him and he'll probably go for you.
All right.
So pros and cons, get your forms filled in, but you might,
get
cut.
You might get knifed, cut, yeah.
So there you are, Randy Tough Enough or the Masked Form Filler?
I think I'm taking a chance on the Masked Form Filler, to be honest with you.
Was it the penknife that swung it for you?
It's just a penknife, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to do much harm, is it?
Does that attack, arse attack with penknives, isn't it? You do it in a market.
Yeah.
A market in Macaresh.
Yeah.
And a creepy figure comes up, bang, 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 in your ass.
Yeah, and it just deflates slightly.
It deflates
and there's
slightly.
There's no blood or anything.
No blood, and you can't sit down for about 6 months or something.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Here's a quiz for you, Andrew.
All right.
Right, it's a little bit sporting, right? And it's called Parp Boing Clonk Horses Peanuts Wallop Thwack Ice. Oh, yeah! Fencing.
Jesus.
Give me just a little more time. Andrew, I've been to some of the most exclusive sports outfitters in the country. Number one Google searches for each item, yeah?
Right, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Horse riding hat.
Right.
Ice hockey keeper's helmet.
Oh,
fencing helmet.
Bloody
most
Nora.
Expensive, least expensive.
I ain't got a clue. I reckon, weirdly, the fencing helmet will be the cheapest.
Okay.
And I think the horsey hat will be... What was the middle one again?
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey helmet. Horse hat's most expensive, then ice hockey helmet. And then the other thing, fencing mask.
Yeah, you're not right, like...
Oh, you bastard.
Fencing hat, cheapest I could find, 76.
Wow.
Quid. Riding hat, cheapest I could find, £60.48. Ice hockey keeper, 63 quid. Expensive stuff, isn't
it? Very much. That's why I had no idea about any of them, because that's not my realm.
Well, there
you go. I don't dabble in expensive sports.
I've talked you out of your comfort zone.
You have a little bit. I don't enjoy it. I'd like to pause life now, if I could.
If you could, you fade it
down. Or maybe have a bit of spice. I've got a Unident.
Oh, so what's
from
happened,
this morning, right? On the tube on my way here.
Yeah.
So I don't know, the fella involved might even be listening.
Is it guaranteed Unident, or do you want it assessing?
To me, I think it's a Unident, but you can assess it, right? So I'm sitting on the tube, and then just a little bit way across to the side, there's a fellow wearing sunglasses, Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
And he's staring straight ahead. Doesn't move his head at all, staring straight ahead for 10 minutes, and the bloke opposite him is starting to get agitated because I think he thinks this fella's staring at him.
Yeah.
And he says, he's staring at me.
Ooh, hey up.
He's staring at me. No response from the fella in the shades. So he says, are you asleep? What's going on? Wake up, man! So, no response again.
Yes.
So this agitated fella reaches across, yanks the sunglasses off this fella's head.
Yeah.
And he got no eyes. Where his eyes should be, just skin.
Really?
Yeah. And then tattooed on the skin, it just says, stay hydrated. I think that's a Unident, don't know about you.
That's unusual.
You don't see it every day, do you?
You do not see that every other day.
What do you reckon? Are you giving that the Unident seal of approval, Robert?
Sealed. Lick, stamp, send.
Stay hydrated.
Fucking hell.
First thing I did when I got off the tube, got a bottle of water. Can't be too careful, can you?
I think I'd like to do something, Andrew.
Yeah, haven't done much really yet, have we?
Yeah, Phil Collins has sent me a sort of like information, sort of like
public
announcement.
Oh, that's nice of him, yeah.
So
he's recognised us as the number one information outlet
in
the UK.
Here we go, I'll play it now. Hiya kids, I'm Phil Collins, and this is the sound of my bongos. Listen, I'm sick up to my back teeth of car crime on the dump estates of my beloved London town, driving without consent, uninsured drivers, expired MOTs, illegal exhaust systems. It's literally driving me up the wall. And my bongos just run out. And this is why I will shortly be visiting... Got my bongos back. This is why I will shortly be visiting these estates with my bongo road shower. 2 hours of intense and melodic bongo playing, all designed to get the message across that time's up on car crime. So come and see me thrashing the skins and speak to one of my car crime ambassadors. They will advise you about insurance, car safety, driving courses, and all you need to know to drive legal, drive safe, and drive car crime out of your estate. I'm Phil Collins. Beep, beep. So Phil sent us that. That's
that was
nice
really
of him,
nice of him.
So if you hear of his roadshow...
So that's in London?
It's in London.
Just London.
London Dump Estates, yeah.
Right.
Crime Files. Whoops.
The Gloucestershire village of Toddington lies 12 miles to the north of Cheltenham, a peaceful and wealthy place that is home to a law-abiding population of some 400. Just behind the high street in a converted chapel is the workshop and sales room of local nonsense potter Mr. Neil Hunt. The 22nd of May 2018 was to be a day that neither Mr. Hunt nor the residents of Toddington would ever forget. Neil was sat at his desk, rubbing at a stain on his brown slacks with a light green sponge. He had spilt some Icelandic skier pudding onto them and was mumbling under his breath. Fucking foreign yoghurts. Could they have made this mug any harder to open? I mean, what's wrong with a fucking lid that you can actually get a grip on? He then noticed the telephone number of a consumer hotline on the side of the skier pot. He rang the number.
Yes, maybe you can help me. I've just opened one of your muck pots, and the force needed to rip off the foil seal was the same as you would need to rip the ear off a sleeping rabbit. As a result, I've spilt your tasteless offering all over my nearly new slacks. What colour? Brown, of course. I'm not a gender web. So what are you going to do? What are you actually going to do? What do you intend to do to make this right? No, I don't want a replacement pot. I never want to set my eyes on this foreign chod again. You can tell your Icelandic overlords that I'd rather eat some heron tod than this impenetrable dairy sludge. Now fuck off!
At that moment, the door to the shop opened and in walked the football manager, Nigel Pearson.
Hello there, what do you want? Tell me, go on, tell me, what do you actually want?
I'm after a nice bit of pottery, something humorous and light-hearted. Maybe a seal holding a beach ball or a clown carrying an old battered suitcase.
Well, I'm afraid you've come to the wrong place. I don't produce frou-frou. This is a serious nonsense pottery. Maybe you should try the Argos catalogue or the local boot sale.
Excuse me, but do I detect an attitude in your voice? Do I sense an indifferent, patronising tone to your words, perhaps suggesting that I am inferior to what you are?
Maybe, maybe not. And anyway, what's it to you? I've answered your question and now I'd like you to leave. Goodbye.
Are you looking for a fight? Physical fight? Do you want to fight me? If you do fight me, it is a fight that you will lose because I am an excellent fighter.
No, I don't want to fight. What are you, a child? You don't look like a child, so why are you acting like one? Has your mind turned in on itself and turned into a tod bun? Go on, get out!
At this juncture, Pearson grabbed Neil by the scruff of his neck and lifted him clean off the ground. Nobody, and I mean nobody, likens me to a child. And let me tell you, if I were a child, I would be a child that fights and wins most of those fights. The few fights I lose would be against older children or the parents of children I have just beaten in a fight.
Let go of me! Let go of me! Look, I should warn you that my brother owns a sword shop that sells bullet necklaces and handmade post-apocalyptic zombie knives.
Yeah, but your brother isn't here, is he? And even if he were, he would lose a fight against me because I am the best fighter in the school. Nigel threw Neil against the door of his kiln. Neil slumped down to the floor, his head ringing from the impact. He looked down to see a long tear in his slacks.
Not my slacks. Not my fucking beautiful brown slacks. Why is it always little old me? I've donated well over £50 to Michael Ball's donkey charity, and I always return my shopping trolley to the covered bay.
At this moment, into the shop walks Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert and busybody.
Hello, I've come for my refund on that faulty hedgehog money bank I returned to you because the coin slot had rough edges.
Fuck's sake, not you again. Look, it clearly says in big fucking letters on the website that there is no returns policy on all my nonsense pieces purchased in the sale. End fucking of.
But that's against the long-distance selling regulations of the Sale of Good Act. If you don't refund me, I shall be issuing a small claim against you quicker than you can log on to How to Save Money on a Zoo Visit at MartinLewisMyHero.com.
Fuck you. Fuck me. You're a slice of shite. Do you want to...
Sorry, this is Nigel.
Oh.
Fuck me. You're a slice of shite. Do you want to fight? If you do, it will be a fight you will lose. I fight at a furious pace, and without thought to injuries I may cause, I ask you again, do you want to fight?
Well, what business is it?
Too late. We are fighting. Pearson jumped on Martin Lewis and proceeded to pummel him, specifically aiming his punches at the centre of his face. When he had finished, Lewis was unrecognisable. His face resembled the sick of a person who ate nothing but liver. Martin Lewis.
No, this is Neil.
No, Neil.
Take that, Martin Lewis. I fucking love it. What a fucking beating you have had. And as for you, sir, I will make you the most humorous piece of frou-frou you could ever desire, for free, on me.
Can it be a clown eating candy floss whilst having a dump on a melon?
That is exactly what it shall be.
As Nigel carried Lewis out of the shop and dumped him in a skip, Neil was heard to mutter,
I'm Neil Hunt, and I'm loving my life.
Crime, Fork and Files.
There we go. A lot of hatred towards Martin Lewis there.
Well, I didn't...
He only wants to help us.
Oh, but sometimes, you know what I mean?
You just want to pause it, don't you?
The letter of the law, fade it.
Is it a good time to mention that there's tickets on sale for our live shows that we're doing soon?
Is there ever a bad time?
There's never a bad time. Some of them are sold out, unfortunately, but tickets still remain for Birmingham on the 23rd of February, Newcastle on the 6th and 7th of March, Glasgow on the 8th of March, Edinburgh on the 9th of March, Liverpool, I think there's a couple left, 12th of March, and there's a few left, London, 24th and 26th of March, Cardiff, 27th of March. There's a few left there as well.
There you go. Good
Hopefully
show, though,
we'll
isn't it?
See that. I think it's a good show, yeah.
Terrific bit of fun,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a bit of fun.
Exhausting, but, you know.
It is for you. I mean, you've got a lot of bulk to...
I have to come on off the stage a couple of times. And, you
do?
I need to turn around, and that's quite intensive sometimes.
Who knew that Roy Hodgson could get up to such great speeds as well?
He does, yeah. He accelerates greatly, doesn't he? Go to athleticomince.com for all the dates and ticket links.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Martin from Owens Under the Hammer.
Right.
He's done what he's doing his show. You know, I listened to it. It was a good episode this week.
Did you tape it off the radio?
Yeah, you know, where he looks at the homes of famous people associated with football.
Well, so MP3, M4, yeah?
I've got it on what's called a zip file.
Oh, Christ. So have you unzipped it before you've played it?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, God.
Let's give it a go. Martin. Do 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 ma Martin. Do 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 ma Martin. Do 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 ma Martin. Ma 10 10 10 10 10 10. Hello, everybody that's listening. I'm Martin from Homes Under the Hammer, and today I'm having a nose around the home of City of Liverpool football manager Mr. Jurgen Klopp. Let's say if he's at home.
Oh, hell, hi. You look so cool. You've been with a lady all night, I guess, for sure. Hey, come in.
Hello, Jurgen. I'm Martin from Orbs Under the Hammer.
Hell yeah, I know that. The house hedgehog, the bloke with the second-hand coats.
Well, I must say, that's a curveball. Having a go at my appearance, a bit different, if you don't mind me saying, but I like it. So, this must be your living room. I see it's arranged a bit like a dungeon, with a huge circular bed, some chains on the wall, and not much else. It's quite unusual, but you know what? I like it.
You want to try out the mattress, yeah? For sure, I've had a lot of guests try it out, but never a house hedgehog. Ha 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 ha.
No, it's all right, Jurgen. I had a nice kip in me van last night. Shall we take a look at your kitchen? Oh, this is a bit different. Lots of chemistry equipment. It looks more like a laboratory than a kitchen, which is a bit unusual. But I like it. What's that I can smell cooking?
Oh, that's dope cake. It's Roy Hodgson's recipe. Really mellow. Was handed down to him by Bob Paisley. It's as funky as the moon's tits. You want to try some?
No, I'm okay, thanks, Jurgen.
What about a hug? Come on, let's hug. Let's hug the living shit out of each other and see where it takes us. Come here, hug me, my little house hedgehog.
No, no thanks, Jurgen. I've just had a full English in the back of me van. I'm full to bust, and me knickers are heavy enough as it is. So this must be the master bedroom.
Yeah, for sure. Ha, ha, ha.
And listeners might be surprised by the fact that the only thing in here is a huge 6 foot by 4 foot SpongeBob replica and a metal bunk bed. Very unusual. Do I like it? To be honest, I'm not sure if I do. What's it all about, Jurgen?
Yeah, it's a realisation of a flashback I had from the first time I sampled Bob Paisley's dope cake. I keep it like this to remind me to go easy on that stuff.
Well, now I understand. Very sensible indeed. I do, 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 do definitely like it. Thank you, Jurgen Klopp, and good luck. Ma, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. There you go.
Abbreviated ending there. Very good. Do you want some Penguin news?
Yeah, go on. Oh, shit, it's in, is it?
What?
The Penguin news is in.
I haven't got any. I just wondered if you wanted anything for the
future. I do
want
some, yeah.
Right, well, I haven't got any, but I'll try and get some for next time.
Oh, you fucker.
I was just sounding you out, see if it was something you'd be interested in. Got some questions from me kids, if you want them.
Go on, then.
Right, let me just find them here. Yes, what's the biggest thing you've ever driven, Bob?
I drove a replica of the A-Team van.
Whoa.
Once when I was filming.
Wow.
It's not that big, but I think it's the biggest thing I've ever driven.
A slightly oversized Transit.
Yeah, sort of Transit, yeah. Painted with the At Team on it.
Good. What project was that for?
For Shooting Stars.
Didn't make it to the screen then.
Yeah, did it? Was quite funny.
Oh, quite funny.
We had Ulrika between us. And
right.
We go,
it was shameless to
if you don't behave yourself, we'll start pushing and pulling you.
So, that was the A-Team's catchphrase, wasn't it? Have you got any advice for the podcast listeners?
Yeah, when Andy is asking me these questions, use the third option.
Not my questions, I think that's quite rude. These are the questions of children.
When was the last time you were searched?
You know they say children of the future, but whenever I talk to little children, they're thick as shit. It's just stupid things.
Yeah, well, that's the future that lies ahead for us, isn't it?
Go on, Sud.
When was the last time you were searched? Properly searched.
Properly searched.
Not just frisked with one of those magnetic machines.
I've never been.
Turn out your pockets minimum.
I've never been. Oh.
Oh, you must have been.
Searched? Like body search or something?
Well, not like cavities, but, you know, proper search, proper going over.
I can't remember that ever happening to me. No, sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Curious answer. Feels like a lie. Never mind. There we go. That's the questions from me kids.
Thank you for them. Well, you can have some wife's questions.
All right then. Bang.
Have the local council ever tried to serve an enforcement notice on your underpants?
No. Next question.
Do you ever use your air fryer as a pre-wash for your underpants?
No. Next question.
After your underpants have become too tarnished, do you give them to your dog to eat?
Fuck.
You don't you?
I have, once or twice.
Messages come in from Tony Fernandez.
Oh, nice.
Another one of these publicity things. What does that look like? It's a WA WAV.
WAV?
It's a WAV. He's flogging something, I think. Here he goes. Hi, I'm Tony Fernandez, millionaire owner of the Queen's Park Rangers, and this is the sound of my new electronic mind-soothing unit. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sick up to my fat neck of all the mental stress, anxiety, and general dreariness in the world. People gotta learn to be less uptight and more in tune with their positive vibrations. With my mind soother, you will achieve equilibrium and well-being within 7 days. It's a no-money-back guarantee situation that only losers would decline. All details can be found at www.mindcreamery.com. Audios now and get happy. Remember, life's too short to be a dope.
Ah, nice.
So he's flogging a...
A mind what?
It's like a noise, isn't it?
A noise to just soothe your mind.
Soothe your mind, yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, I've got a bag here full of shit from charity shops.
All right, nice one.
Do you want to have a dip into it?
Go on, dip into random the fucker.
Dip into Andy's bag of shit.
Dip into Andy's bag of shit.
Right, randomly, pull out a record. That's a Monty Python one. That's quite boring. Another one. I'll do maybe two more and then we'll just knock it on the head. This is... Yes!
Shaving
cream
by Benny Bell. Have you listened to it?
I haven't listened to it yet. I haven't got a record player with us, obviously, but...
12-inch record.
It's an album, and it includes... It's got Benny Bell on the front, who's having a shave, and it includes Shaving Cream, the Automobile song, Everybody Likes My Fanny, The Tattooed Lady, Wading in the Water, and A Goose for My Girl, among others.
And you're meant to play them whilst you shave, are you?
I don't know. He's from New York, apparently. I might put a bit of that in the next episode of Peter One.
Oh, could you? Because it's intriguing.
Isn't it? That's why I bought it. I thought, what the hell is that going to be like? Anyway, there you go. That's me bag of shit.
And that was the best thing in your bag of shit, Andrew.
It was a randomly selected thing.
Oh, how go roll? Oh, lovely to see you.
Do not be alarmed.
Just fucking relax, will you?
Okay.
All right, man. All right.
How are your shackles at the moment, Robert?
I think they're all in line.
Oh, good. Yeah. Are they all pointing towards baby Jesus in the correct fashion?
I think so.
How many of them?
Three.
Three? Not enough. It should be 10.
Ah.
They're including the invisible ones in that little list as well. 10 shackles. Please do try harder.
I will do. Sorry, Guru.
I was thinking about you the other day, and I was worried, do you have a nice car, Robert?
Yes, a nice enough car. I've had it a while, but
very nice, is it?
Yeah, it's...
It was quite pricey, I imagine.
It would have been originally quite pricey, yeah.
Yeah, good. Does it have a very smooth ride?
Oh,
when
that
you're
for
driving?
Sure.
Yes,
for
I sure. thought you'd be the kind of man who'd like a smooth ride. That... My friend could be very problematic.
What
for you.
Could be the smooth?
The smooth ride. Oh. Too smooth, and you could find yourself slipping into a trance while you're on the road.
Oh,
very, very bad.
I mean, that's never happened, but.
No, it will soon, I think. Okay. I feel it will. I think what I need to do to improve your prospects,
yeah.
I will come round and take your car swap it for my 1992 Peugeot 205.
Okay, sounds good.
And you can have that just for a week.
Okay.
Just for a week or so.
Okay.
Maybe two or three. And I'll take your lovely smooth ride car and look after it.
You'll look after it. Thanks,
yes,
Guru. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll come round on Thursday at about 7:30 a.m.
Okay.
That too early?
No, that's fine.
Good, because that's when I'm coming. I'll bring my brother. I'll bring my brother in case there's any trouble.
Is your brother a guru as well?
You don't need to know about him. But he'll be there.
Okay,
so
well,
don't try anything.
Okay, I'll see you there 7:30.
And put some good CDs in the glove box, please.
Okay, what do you like?
Reggae.
just reggae?
Yes.
Only reggae. Okay, Guru, yeah.
Lover's Rock.
Lover's Rock.
Lover's Rock,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. Mostly that. Good, thank you. Are you fading away now?
Oh, he's going.
Who's leaving you?
Oh, hi,
Thursday, 7:30.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, what?
Guru was just here.
Was he?
Yeah, he's. I hadn't thought of it.
I was just putting me Benny Bell record back in the bag.
Yeah, and the Guru came along. He's going to do us a real favour. My car,
right.
I use, is too, the ride's too small.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
With
the chakras
or something.
Yeah. So you need something that's got a little bit of
rattle.
Turbulence, like, yeah.
So he's going to sort that out for me.
That's good. He's a good man.
He's a good. Have you been watching out on telly, Andrew Bowie?
You know what? I haven't been home since Saturday, Bob. I've been doing some Top Flight Time Machine live shows around the land. Really good. Everyone seemed to like them. Going to do some more. So I literally don't know what day it is or where I am.
Well, it's Thursday.
Telly's a mystery.
I tell you what, there's a new Netflix one. It's got Jennifer Saunders in it.
Mm.
And I can't quite remember the name. The Player or The Secret or The Something.
I'm going to come to your aid and just Google Netflix Jennifer Saunders and see if it comes up trumps. The Stranger.
The Stranger.
Yeah, I've seen people writing about that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing then, is
it? That's okay. Yeah, that's pretty
right.
Good. That's pretty good.
It's kind of a recommendation, that, I suppose.
Kind of, yeah. And I watched A Bronx Tale again.
All right, yeah.
Those. That was a nice little...
De Niro directed that, didn't he?
He directed that. That's a nice little film.
Yeah, did you watch The Irishman? Have we spoken about The Irishman?
I think we have.
He
is all right, isn't it?
I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it a lot?
I like all that sort of thing.
You just like looking at old people.
Yeah.
I've got a Scottish tale, Andrew.
Well, we should have that probably.
On the Laird's Island, there are three rules that, if transgressed, lead to a certain and untimely death. Firstly, all male children on their 18th birthday must enter the servitude of the laird and spend their days toiling in the mines that run beneath the isle. Secondly, all female children must on their 18th birthday enter into the service of the laird at his castle on the high stoop. Whether male or female, they would be released from their duties on their 30th birthday to live out the rest of their lives on the island and provide the laird with new offspring for his designs. Thirdly, no person must ever leave the island. On the day of his 30th birthday, Colin Samuels was released from service and returned to his now empty childhood home. He was immediately struck with a steely resolve to escape and make a new life on the mainland. Every day for the next 5 weeks, he would walk down to Dullock's Cove and swim in the open water till his core strength was enough to make the 5-hour crossing to freedom. Each day, he would use the slingshot he had fashioned from the fan belt of the Lambretter scooter that had fallen from the sky onto the island to kill the geese that grazed on the skier above the cove. He would feverishly devour their flesh and their grease in a desperate attempt to provide wadding and fuel for his escape. He guessed he might well have increased his weight by some 3 or 4 stone. Then the day came, and just as the sun was rising, he set off on his journey. He made good progress, only burdened by his waterproof backpack, in which he carried a set of clothes and a block of goose fat. 6 hours later, he stepped onto the mainland and made his way to the public convenience to clothe and dry his person. Then on the high street, to gaze in wonder at the delights on offer. First was a shop called The Range. Tupperware boxes, jutters, pale flower vases, numerous storage solutions. It was all he could do not to blow his entire savings.
especially when he chanced across a two-pack of pale brown-fitted sheets at a remarkable £4.99. Then he strode across the way to Timpson's shoe and key-cutting bar. "You must love working here," he said to the assistant. "What with all the fast-revolving machinery and the bright, shiny key blanks, it's a wee portion of heaven, wouldn't you say?" "I'll have no of the piss taken out of me at the start of a double shift. Fuck off, laddie, afore I spray this heel adhesive full into your mush." Taken aback, he sought refuge in the calm and luxurious setting of Custer Coffee. As he orders his drink, he noticed a lassie seated by the window in a light Macintosh and a pom-pom hat. Colin ventured that she must be a movie star or a successful dancer, such was the beauty in her eyes. Colin approached her and inquired as to the availability of the adjacent seat. "Aye, it's free, mister. I've no offence to you seating yourself by me." "I've no been on the mainland before," said Colin. "I was hoping to chance upon a friendly face that might assist me." "Might assist in the finding of some lodgings." "Aye, I may well know of a room that's available." At that moment, the lassie stood and removed her Macintosh, complaining of the coffee sweats. As she did so, two boulders of free-range Scottish tit revealed themselves. "Och, my word, lass, you've plenty tit to spare. You'd surely need a rope ladder to clamber from one to the other." "Aye, there's a surplus there that no accountant could hide nor disguise. I'll give my friend a ring to check on the availability of the lodgings." "Hello, Douglas. I've a chappie here interested in the room that you have." "Aye, seems nice enough. About 21 stone. "Ah, okay. Never mind." She turned to Colin. "I'm afraid it's a no." And why might that be?" "He says he doesn't want any fat fuckers in the house." "I'd say that's a common response you'll get round these parts." Colin finished his coffee and walked back to the beach. Maybe the mainland was not for him. How ironic, he thought, that the high-fat diet that had facilitated his escape was to be a curse upon its success. Just as that thought left his head, he felt a tugging on his trousers that tripped him and left him laid on the pebbles. Glancing to his side, he saw that it was the laird's attack otter, MacElth, placing a curved blade against his neck. But it was not the blade that killed him. He died the moment his eyes set focus on MacElth, for he had the face of David Moyes. The face of David Moyes. The face of David Moyes. And that, boys and girls, is the Scottish tale.
Wonderful. Hey, quick before we go, do you remember those unruly mangoes we used to hear from?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit more from them. "Two large mangoes off down to the pub. Two large mangoes gonna get some grub. Ordered halloumi burgers with extra chips. Two large mangoes, scheming little shits. Two large mangoes, pull out a dead mouse. Two large mangoes, trying to get dinner on the house. Manager spots what they're up to and brings out his pan. Two mashed mangoes, blam, blam, blam." There we are. Squashed mangoes, but they've got regenerative powers, as we know, so they might be back.
Yeah, sorry, I just got to take this call, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, hi, Colin. Whoa. Yeah, I love that Peaky Blinders cap. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, it makes you look like you once did have an idea. Yeah. Oh, no. It's just for Raffles, Col. Don't get all Chef Ramsay on me, Col. So, I'm sailing the rails on the outskirts of London. Yeah, superbia. Yeah. Yeah, just got an e-plot from Jeff Linton. Oh, yeah, he's a heavy lifter for sure. They say he placed the point on the top of the shard. Yeah, yeah. Carried it up on his back and then just rammed it into the slot. Anyway, he wants a virtual ping pong with us about the Valentine's Day heart-shaped salami bites, yeah? Great news, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, Col. Yeah, so look, have a campachuchu on me, Col. You are, as always, a disgruntled pug. Yeah, yeah. Ciao. And, of course, Bella Fabricato. See you, Col.
Oh, there we are. Thanks for listening, everyone. Back soon.
See ya. Bye.